This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, takeaways from the Nick Caserio interview. He had a lot of thoughts about how they moved in the draft and philosophies on that and things like that at the beginning of the interview. I thought, Seth, you came the closest to getting an answer about drafting for need out of him. It's almost like the Fonz, who back in the day, kids, there was this character on Happy Days named the Fonz, who was the coolest guy on TV. But part of his coolness was he would never apologize for anything. And he couldn't shape his mouth to say the word sorry. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be like, I am. I don't think Nick will ever say the word need, but I thought you got him the closest to admitting that there does reach a point, like there reaches at the very least a tiebreaker.
Acknowledging that you have certain needs on your roster.
Used an extreme example to do so, but I felt like you've gotten the closest to doing it. That was a success.
This is what happens. When GMs hear drafting for need, it's the worst version of drafting for need is if you're reaching for players all over the place.
Right.
And if you're taking guys way – if you're passing up 10 guys who are graded better than this guy just because you desperately need a guard or something. And I think the vast majority of GMs would like to think that they don't do that. Maybe they do it every now and then. So I think that's why he gets agitated by when people asking him draft for need questions at times. I do think, and I just, we'd already spent too much time on it, but I wish I guess the other hypothetical I would have asked is, all right, if you get to that spot where you've got a bunch of guys that are equally graded, but you know, three of them are guys where you don't feel like you have a desperate need. Is that when you're more likely to trade back?
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he probably didn't want to give up much on that, but I think he agreed that you do acknowledge at least if I've got two guys that are graded equally the same, and one of them is in a position of need, that might tip the scales over towards that guy.
His answer to that follow-up would have been, everything is on the table. You know, we look at everything, and we make the most of our opportunities, et cetera. Yeah.
I think most teams, like the hypothetical I gave is ridiculous, but if you had three all-pro wide receivers on the team, and you get to a spot in the draft where the top three graded guys are all wide receivers, you're probably going to try to trade back, like you just, so because you still have guys that you could like and could play for your team immediately. So hopefully one day the Texans will have three all.
That would be phenomenal. Yeah. I think we're feeling they had a shot at something like that.
It's actually
last
not
year.
Even possible, right? Are you only allowed to have two?
There's only two first all team pro, all pro. Yeah.
Well, second team. So two first teams and one second team.
There you go. Boy. And I guess that would mean CJ's first team all pro too. The question I asked him about Titus being tackle or guard, obviously that has not been determined yet, and it sounds like this training camp could be a fascinating experiment of constant shuffling until they find the group that they like. That's the way I heard it. Is like, we got centers that can play guard, we got guards that can play center, we got tackles that can play guard, and it doesn't sound like they're determining anything until these guys actually put pads on, which tells me that Titus Howard could be a tackle and a guard at the same practice if they're still experimenting with all this stuff.
I think Nick is higher on Titus as a guard than the public at large in general.
At least in his press conference answers, he is for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, and I thought Titus last year, and kind of embracing it for the first time. He did some things in the run game that I thought were really, really promising and encouraging. He's just a large human being who moves well, just getting a body on a body and creating space, including in that Kansas City game, that I think that he's the guy that the Texans feel most comfortable if they have to play him at tackle, then he's going to play a tackle if he can play a guard. With some of the other guys, you know, even like Laken Tomlinson at left guard, he's only played left guard in the NFL, and he's an older guy. They're probably more nervous, or I guess maybe a little bit more careful about moving him to right guard than they are at flip-flopping Titus back and forth between guard and tackle.
Yep. What did you think of his answer? When I asked him about the install of the offense with all the shuffling on the offensive line going on, my expectation was, the gist of my question about that was, it would seem that that's going to be make it more difficult, that you're trying to find your five best guys while also installing a brand new offense. But he thought it made it easier because everybody's starting from ground zero, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that there's a little bit of, you can teach everything from day one, and your veterans actually have to be engaged during meetings instead of zoning out. There's very much a feel of, okay, they tore the offensive line down except for the young guys and Titus, and you're going to build it back up with Nick Caley's scheme. Nick Caley's the big thing, and I think this obviously ended up being a huge issue, was that Bobby Slowik was a first-time offensive coordinator who really didn't have a whole lot of experience in teaching any specific position, and certainly not in designing and implementing a run game. And he was working with an offensive line coach who was also unfamiliar with Bobby Slowik's upbringing and background and all the terminology and techniques and everything that went with it. So there's a big disconnect there. And then whatever the various veteran players had from their backgrounds, it was just disjointed. It was very, very disjointed. Having Popovich and Caley and Caserio to a degree, all having a common background and having worked with each other before, I think that hopefully the onboarding process is a lot smoother, and that you just get competent play from a technique and mental standpoint. Because last year there were just too many times where it was obvious that guys weren't on the same page. The running back and the offensive tackle weren't doing the same thing in pass protection. There were the offensive tackle was leaving the edge rusher completely unblocked as the running back was blocking inside as well. It, like, all these things that were just bad fundamental play from a mental and technique standpoint that I think are going to be better this year.
Are you optimistic that Caley's background as a tight ends coach can help improve this tight ends room?
You have to be careful with that, just because, I mean, the talent is the talent, and having background as a tight ends coach, I'll tell you one thing. When Mike Munchak, I think, was one of the best offensive line coaches this century. When he became the head coach of the Titans, the offensive line, you know, play was not nearly the same as when he was the position coach. So for one, it's not like the tight ends coach becoming a coordinator means that the tight ends are going to be coached by him. But then there's also the actual players involved, and it's not like he all of a sudden turned Tyler Higbee into an awesome blocker or anything when he was a tight ends coach there. I think the players are the players. I think it's a matter of limiting Dalton Schultz as a blocker more so than all of a sudden transforming Dalton Schultz into a good blocker.
Yeah, and that's more of an OC thing, you know, putting Dalton in position to succeed.
Well, defensively, if you look at Henry Toʻatoʻa, do I think Henry Toʻatoʻa is ever going to be brilliant in pass coverage? I'm doubtful that he will be.
Yeah.
But if he's your will linebacker, you got to figure out exactly how to limit his exposure, what he can and can't do. And then Henry Toʻatoʻa.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just needs to continue working on the stuff that you can do well, and the leverage that you take, reading and anticipating routes, knowing exactly your zones, all of that. So it's all right, how do we manage these players that we have? And that's one of the challenges this year with Henry Toa. Likewise with the tight ends. I don't expect that Dalton Schultz all of a sudden for the first time in his career is going to be an awesome blocker.
Right.
But I know that he can be an asset as a receiver. Cade Stover's the guy that I hope really pours it on and really clicks for him, because he's only played tight end for a few years in his life at this point.
And he's the one whose skill set has a chance to keep him on the field, whether it's a blocking situation or a pass catching situation.
Yeah.
He's got that type of skill set.
And then don't forget Luke Lachey, intriguing. I think he'll probably be on the practice squad for most of this year, but he's an Iowa tight end. Greater than 50% of Iowa tight ends who get drafted end up being productive NFL players.
Yep.
They're not all Sam LaPortas. They're not all George Kittles, obviously. But they have a history of producing guys with good, fundamentally sound tight end techniques and abilities.
There's a chance to make the team in that room right now. That room right now is Dalton Schultz is going to be on the team, obviously. He's got 2 years of an expensive contract left. They love Cade Stover, even though he was very up and down as a rookie and he finished the season on the injured list. I mean, Brevin Jordan has done some good things as a tight end here, but he's on a one-year deal and he gets hurt all the time. You know, if you're just trying to look at seventh-round picks around the league and you go, okay, Iowa tight end on a team where there's issues in the tight end room, and he's got a pedigree, too. His dad was Jim Lachey, who played offensive line in the NFL for a number of years. So
he's a hog.
He was a hog in Washington for the Redskins back in the day. So Luke Lachey is presumably coming into the building with at least some sort of working knowledge through his dad of how he's supposed to conduct himself. You know, like the ramp-up time should be less for him. You know what? I don't think that's a bad long shot bet for making
the
team.
Well, there have been 14 tight ends drafted out of Iowa in the Kirk Ferentz era, including C.J. Fedorowicz. C.J. Fedorowicz was kind of I had gone through this. I don't have the stats in front of me. I went through all the tight ends that have been drafted in the first through seventh round, and it was more than 50% of them had viable NFL careers.
Yeah.
Fedorowicz was a guy that I kind of, you know, I didn't quite know to put him in the viable segment or not, because he only ended up playing 4 or 5 years, but he did have that. He had a year where he had 54 catches with the Texans. 2016, he had 54 catches.
Yeah, concussions are really what got him. Like
That's right. Yeah,
he had a bunch of concussions. So there's people on the text page talking about your I guess a teammate at the time that was wearing their championship ring around the room.
He was wearing his LSU championship ring around as a guy that was just trying to lord it over us as evidence that he was a stud football player. And he was awful.
He was undrafted, right? Is that what you said?
He was undrafted, and I don't think he even played much at LSU, but he was a defensive lineman in name, at least.
It was an offensive lineman. There's somebody asking. Someone's asking if it was Dominic Davis.
He was a defensive lineman. And right. Dominic Davis was really, really good until injuries caught up to him.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, we'll circle back to some of what Nick had to say in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's circle back to the Rockets here. Draymond Green, Draymond Green is annoying. His most annoying personality, though, the most annoying version of him, to me, popped up on an interview on his podcast, I should say, yesterday. The respect gatekeeper, Draymond Green, talking about various Houston Rockets. We will get to that coming up next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.